Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you ever had the experience when you're entering the gates of heaven, when you're praying earnestly for something, something really, really important, something that has to happen, and you hear crickets in heaven? You know what that means, hearing crickets in heaven? It means the heavens are silent. Now, I don't know about you, I've had that several times in my life where I've said, I really need an answer, and I get crickets. We look out at our world that's been shaken with violence, our world that's shaken with political unrest. I look at the unrest in Hong Kong. I look at the unrest in Britain as they deal with Brexit. I look at the unrest in our own country. I look at gun violence. I look at the refugees who are fleeing third world countries, and our rich neighbors, including ourselves, are saying, we don't want you here. I look at the poverty, and I look at the greed, and I look up to heaven, and I say, why are there crickets? Why aren't you doing something about it? But even if we don't look at the world, just looking at Door County, I just read in the paper that our local school is having a terrible time with truancy. And it's not as if the kids are marauding on the streets. They're not playing hooky so that they can get into trouble. They were saying that there's such mental health issues that these kids just can't cope. So it's right here in Door County. And then if we want to even get more personal, how many of us have prayed for someone earnestly, prayed for healing, and we hear crickets? Pray for peace in our families, and we hear crickets. What do you do when the heavens are silent? We've all experienced it once or twice in our life. We are reminded of the prophet Habakkuk, who thousands of years ago asked the same questions. He said, Lord, why do you make me see all this trouble? And what are you going to do about it? And he gives us a hint of how we're to deal with this. When we hear that the heavens are silent, when we don't see any remedies, first he said, I'm going to stand on the watchpost and I'm going to demand of God an answer. Talk about chutzpah. And sometimes we have to have holy chutzpah. And we need to ask God and demand of God and wrestle with heaven until we get an answer. So he asks God, why? And God really doesn't give him a why, doesn't tell him when this all is going to be remedied, but said, you have to trust me that the vision will come, the answer will come, it will come in my good time, it'll come on time, and you have to trust. And then he gives those magnificent words of faith. He said, the people who are proud, their spirit is not right, but the righteous live by their faith. Now, Paul took this on, and he said, the just shall live by faith, if you remember that in Galatians. And then Martin Luther took that as his banner, the just shall live by faith. When Habakkuk said, the righteous shall live by their faith, what was he saying? It wasn't just saying, well, we've just got to wait on God and sit around and hope for the best. That's not faith. Faith is a verb. It means that while life is falling around us, we still pray. We still do what's right. We still speak peace. We still speak the words of truth. We still model honesty and righteousness and all the wonderful values that we are given in Christ. We don't give up. And we do not model the world. So in other words, when we have arguments about politics, we keep it respectful. We keep it dignified. We do not denigrate anyone for their opinion because everyone lives in the image of God. Do you hear me, brothers and sisters in Christ? We cannot devolve to certain levels because, as I said last week, Jesus called Herod a fox, but he still died for him. So we need to elevate our language. And we need to live faithful lives, even if we hear crickets in the heavens. I think of Paul's admonition to Timothy. Boy, Timothy had it rough. Timothy was a pastor. And Paul says, I see your tears. Well, you know what those were tears of? Frustration. Because he was trying his best. He was a young pastor, and he was trying to deal with right teaching, and he was trying to help people learn to live in this world and live correctly. And some people despised him because he was young. Some people thought he didn't know what he was talking about. And besides all of that, his mentor, the man he looked up to, was in the hoosegab. He was in jail. That's why Paul said to him, don't be ashamed. Because, you know, somebody in jail, we think, well, they had to do something wrong. And he said, I'm not ashamed of being a prisoner. Because I know whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed until the day of God. So Paul put his entire trust in Jesus. And he said, Timothy, I want you to do that, but I want you to go one step further. Not only put your trust, I want you to stir up the fire that is within you. He said, rekindle it. Light a match under yourself. And we, as the Church of Jesus Christ, need to do that. If we believe that we are in the hands of the God of the ages, the God that put this universe into being, that this God holds us in his hands and loves us and wants what is good for us, then we need to stir up, to set a fire inside of us, the fire of the Holy Spirit that gives us the gifts to cope, that gives us the gifts to heal, that gives us the gifts to live this life in a winsome manner, even if everything else is falling apart around us. When you hear crickets in the heavens, know that that's just our finiteness. It is not because God has not heard. When you hear crickets in the heaven, stand on the watchpost and engage and have a little holy chutzpah. And when you hear the crickets in the heavens, don't use that as an excuse to say, I can live the way I want. We still need to live faithful lives, loving lives, lives with a purpose. So the next time you hear crickets in the heavens, stand up, light the fire, and do God's work until you see faith turned into sight. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that you would give us that holy fire within so that we might be good witnesses to you, that our faith might not be intellectual assent, but might be the feet to run to do your will in this world. Plant that deep within us this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.